Johnny Mag with today's Daily Comedy News. Bonjour from Canada. I'm sitting at the Three Brasseurs restaurant. I've got my beer, I've got my poutine, and I saw Jimmy Carr. I was walking down the street with my son, and I'm like, that's Jimmy Carr. And we had a conversation about whether or not that was Jimmy Carr or not. That was Jimmy Carr. And then we heard Jimmy Carr speak. That was Jimmy Carr. I was so tempted to whip out my phone and be like, hey, can you come on the podcast? But you don't want to be that guy. He was out with his friend, so you just leave the guy alone. Let's do late night real quick. You know who else is in Canada is the Pope. Pope Francis issued an apology to Indigenous Canadians, saying he was deeply sorry for the ways in which many Christians supported the colonizing mentality of the powers oppressed in Indigenous peoples. Trevor said, I'm glad he's doing that. Must have been a shock to Canadians, you know, someone coming and apologizing to them. All right, now between shows. First show was fantastic. Pete Holmes, what a great host. It was funny. He was started out just doing kind of crowd work, and the crowd wasn't really feeling him. And he went into his act, absolutely crushed. And then he went back to doing some crowd work. Really enjoyed him. All right, first up, Pat Regan. Very charismatic. I starred Pat right away, and I really liked a lot. And I'll talk more about these when I'm not sitting in the middle of it, recording into my phone like a crazy person. Second up, Brandy Denise, who wasn't feeling the energy. And I was watching Pete Holmes as he congratulated or didn't congratulate the comedians as they finished their sets. And it caught my eye that Pete was not that warm to Brandy. She was okay. Mike Rowland out of Atlanta, total head fake. When it came out, he thought he was going to do one thing and did something else. Entirely different, a lot dirtier. I'm here with my college-age son, and Mike was one of his favorites. In the fourth slot, Allie McCluskey did a bunch of material about Instagram. I starred her and I said, that she's one to keep an eye on. I think she could really pop. Best of the night, at least for show one. Number five, Ethan Simmons Patterson, doing some material about the New York City subway. Absolutely crushed. My college age son agrees with me. He is the winner of the night. Pete Holmes came back out, had to kill some time, admittedly killing time as they changed the cards and the cameras. He broke out an impression of Bill Burr. He does a really, really good Burr. And then back in for the second set. The show honestly hit a bit of a lull here. Ever Maynard back to back within the seventh spot. I think that was Jared Goldberg. Those two were kind of flat back to back, and the show was a lull. Then came out Lara Bates. Out of Minnesota, I even wrote here, she had a bad draw, and was getting a lot of clapter, but the crowd really got into her a little more than I did. She is one to pay attention to as well, and I think Lara could play well to the middle of the country. In the 9 and 10 slots, just an absolute crush. Sabrina Wu came out, did some material about growing up Chinese. They absolutely crushed. And then Marcelo Hernandez in the 10th slot, and I wrote down, tough draw following Sabrina Wu. He did a lot of material about his Hispanic heritage, and he absolutely crushed as well. So the means to watch from set one, according to me, Pat Regan, Mike Rowland, Allie McCluskey, Ethan Simmons Patterson, exclamation point, Lara Bates, and Sabrina Wu, Marcelo Hernandez. So that's 7 out of 10. That's pretty good. Fun day here at the festival. I'm already in the seats for the second show, and I'll tell you about that one on the top of tomorrow's show. I'm going to take the break here a little bit early on the second half of today's podcast. I recorded back in the basement studio the other day. So that's it for new faces. So I didn't get to see Jimmy Carr, but I saw Jimmy Carr.
Don't forget to chime in. Let me know who you'd rather have cooked for you. Is it Jim Gaffigan or Sebastian Maniscalco? Just for Laughs Montreal continues this afternoon at 3:30. Bob and Nate Odenkirk will lead a panel discussion on the topic An Ear for Comedy. And at 5 in the afternoon, Andy Kindler returns with his annual State of the Industry address. I know the people in the industry, I mean, I guess I'm in the industry, but like there's a lot of people that like really get into Kindler's thing. It's kind of like a roast. When I come up for air, I'm sure there'll be a transcript-ish of it and I'll tell you what it said, but it's okay. It's all right. A little overrated. Tonight at 7 o'clock, New Faces Characters. Again, if you're new to the podcast, I'll be deep in the weeds here. Next week, I'll get back to Chappelle and Gervais and all the hits. But this week is just, if you love comedy, Just for Laughs Montreal is the Super Bowl. So let's take a look at new faces of comedy characters. Allison Reese is an accomplished sketch comedian known for her online characters and Kamala Harris impression. She's fresh off the heels of the 2022 CBS Sketch Comedy Showcase and is an alumnus of the Second City Touring Company. Andrew Farmer is a gay disabled writer comedian who has performed at the Museum of Modern Art, Joe's Pub, and all the finest basements in New York and LA. He hosts the podcast Scary Stories to Tell on the Pod, described by Vulture as hilarious, impressive, and weird. That's fun. Where's my phone? I'm going to download that. Done. Kira Jane O'Sullivan is a character, comedian, actor, and writer based in LA. She's an alum of the Improv Asylum main stage, current director of the Improv Asylum. And these days you can find Akira studying at the Groundlings. Inessa Frantowski got her start in sketch comedy with the Sketchersons. I love that. The Sketchersons are based out of Toronto. She's an alumnus of the Second City main stage in Toronto and wrote and starred in 4 record-breaking revues and performed on UCB's Maud Night for 4 years. Jordan Stafford attended Saginaw Valley State University, where he studied theater and was introduced to improv. After graduating in 2015, he moved to Chicago and loves it. He's on the Io Harrell team Little Tooties. Lisa Gilroy is upcoming in a recurring role for the Netflix series Glamorous with Kim Cattrall, as well as Hulu's History of the World Part 2. Lisa's appeared on NBC's Brooklyn Nine-Nine. Luke Millington Drake. He's performed with theater companies in and outside of London, ranging in material from Shakespeare to musical theater. He's got a recurring role in Hulu's Reboot. That stars Mac Packer, Keegan-Michael Key, does it not? Netflix's That 90s Show and NBC's Night Court. Those are good credits, man. He can be seen in Apple Plus's new Maya Rudolph series, Loot, and is one of the lead voices on Netflix series, The Cuphead Show. Nick Mestad, M-E-S-T-A-D, hope I got your name right, is a New York City-based writer and performer and alumnus of IO and the Annoyance Theaters in Chicago. He can be seen in Nathan Fielder's The Rehearsal. His work has been featured in Vulture and Clickhole. Shan Baig, B-A-I-G, is a comedian, actor, and writer based in L.A., an alum of UCB's Maud Night, Characters Welcome, and the theater's first all-South Asian theme, The Get Brown. I love that. So that's New Faces of Comedy Characters at 7 o'clock. Then at 9:30, New Faces Unrepped. Adam Gilbert cut his teeth in the Midwest alternative comedy circuit, opening for touring comics such as Doug Stanhope, Bobby Kelly, Todd Barry, and Brian Posehn. That's pretty good. Benny Feldman is a stand-up based out of New York, known for his one-liners and for performing with Tourette's syndrome. Most of his jokes are about dirt and birds and stuff. Brendan Sagalo has definitely and defiantly owned the stage for over 10 years. He's written for MTV's Joking Off. He was the winner of the 2015 New York Comedy Club Comedy Competition and a finalist in New York's Funniest at Caroline's. Kaitlyn Palufo is a stand-up comedian who recently made her network television debut on Colbert and has been seen on CISO's New York Funniest. Remember CISO? She has her own weekly podcast, Good Time Gal. Dude Mohammed Namyar is an Afghan-American comedian who learned the value of assimilating at a very young age. Namyar's comedic perspective is shaped by the duality of his constant need to fit in and his relentless desire to be different. The humor comes from the circumstances as an Afghan living in America. Kalia McNeil is an actor and stand-up comedian who's hosted many live shows and events. She booked her first TV role as a co-star on TNT's Animal Kingdom. Since then, she's had a recurring role on CW's Crazy Ex-Girlfriend. Casey Shornema is a comedian who's performed at clubs and theaters with headliners like Nate Bargatze, David Tell, Ari Shaffir, Shane Gillis, and others. She was named Best Up-and-Coming Comedian in Nashville by Nashville Scene Magazine and was a semi-finalist for Stand Up NBC. Orion Levine is a stand-up comedian who was a finalist in the 2021 San Francisco International Comedy Competition. Victoria Vincent, rising star in the Chicago comedy scene. She's a healthcare worker who brings a wild card, why is she here, vibe to both medicine and comedy. Vincent is a regular feature at Zany's and Laugh Factory Chicago and has opened for the likes of Cameron Esposito, Bobcat Goldthwait, and was featured in the Chicago Reader New Faces of Comedy Unwrapped tonight at 9:30. New Faces of Comedy Creators Showcase today at 1:30 p.m. Adrian Bliss is a comedian, writer, and performer from London, best known for his sketches on TikTok, which explore everything from history to natural science to religion. Alexia Dox is a French-American actress and writer based in L.A. After a few years as a sketch writer and performer at UCB, the pandemic had her pivot into the digital sphere of TikTok. Her sketches have garnered 150 million views and over 1 million followers. Grace Kuhlenschmidt is an NYC-based stand-up comedian, actress, and writer who is recognized by the New York Times as one of the top 7 comedians to watch. She recurred in the final season of Search Party and can be seen in the first season of Killing It on Peacock. Jordan Mendoza will star in the upcoming Netflix series Jigsaw, a crime heist drama from Ridley Scott's, and that stars Giancarlo Esposito. You're going to watch that. He's currently a writer for FX's Dave and has written for Netflix's Big Mouth. Joshua Neal is an actor, writer, and social media content creator. In 2 years, he's accumulated 1 million followers on TikTok. TikTok's where it's at, apparently. Joshua Neal has also booked a national commercial and can be seen in a feature film on Amazon, but the paragraph did not tell me which one. Mary Elizabeth Kelly has taken the TikTok world by storm. With her unique mouth acting impressions going viral during the pandemic, she's gathered over 26 million likes on TikTok and nearly 1.5 million followers across all her social media platforms. She's garnered the attention of several of the celebrities she's impersonated, including Drew Barrymore, Dwayne The Rock Johnson, and Ryan Reynolds. Bruce Hills is the president of Just for Laughs Montreal. The Montreal Gazette asked him about that Netflix comedy festival. Remember that one? Bruce says he doesn't see it as a threat. They did a great job, and it's good for comedy, but I really see this as an endorsement of what we do. When one of the biggest players in the entertainment business decides that producing a comedy festival is a good idea, if anything, brings credibility to what we do. But we do something different. They had an international component, but our DNA is the world. We're the gathering point of all comedy. We're Switzerland. Everybody comes to our party. Every network, including Netflix, can service their needs at JFL. Well played, Bruce Hills. Jessica Kirsten getting great reviews. This from the Montreal Gazette. In 2017, Kirsten was deemed the breakout star of that year's Laugh Fest. Jessica said, I feel like I've been a breakout star for the last 23 years, which is when I began my comedy career at age one, which was weird. It's been frustrating at times, but I try to stay grateful, as I really have worked all this time. And part of it is because I hustle and put myself out there. I have a good business sense. I come from parents who are huge hustlers and instilled that in me. It's not just about being funny. It's about marketing yourself. But I think now that things are really connecting and I'm feeling it, I'm noticing it online at my shows. I'm getting standing ovations, which is insane. The biggest thing is being able to stand up there and take in the praise because I'm so self-depreciating and that's so hard for me to do. I'm definitely addicted to my comedy, to my career, to being on stage, to my art, to getting attention, to being liked. There's this quote used in psychotherapy jargon and dealing with self-loathing and depression about being a piece of crap in the center of the universe. I love that. I feel like so many comics are that quote. It sums up an addict and it sums up a lot of comics. The lineup today kicks off at 11 o'clock. Universal presents Easter Sunday. That's Joe Coy's upcoming film. So he's part of that panel. 12:30, Comedy is Good with Neil Brennan. That is a keynote address over at the Doubletree. 1:30 p.m. at New Faces of Comedy Creators. 3:30, An Ear for Comedy with Bob and Nate Odenkirk. Bobby Kelly's taping his podcast at 5 o'clock. Andy Kindler's State of the Union at 5. Chris DiStefano presents Chris DiStefano, Chrissy Chaos. That's a podcast taping. 7 o'clock, John Mulaney, Veer Dawes, New Faces of Comedy Characters, Mark Maron, Chelsea Handler, Tommy Tiernan, Flula Borg's Dancy Party, Brit-ish, Just for the Culture, Eat My Shorts, and Jackie Novak. All that at 7 o'clock. That's like 10 great choices you could make. 7:30, Deanne Smith, Miss Pat. Surrounded. What's Surrounded? Surrounded is a stand-up comedy show staged in a theater in the round where the audience is the material and anyone surrounding the comedian who's Mike Falzone is fair game. The show takes the best comedians, gives them a mic, shows them the audience, and lets the comic take it from there. The fun is the set won't be stoically pre-written and over-rehearsed, but instead will be based on people in the room. That's a good time. 8 o'clock, Fest at the Nest. 9 o'clock, Preacher Lawson, A Very Mark Ford, Randy Feldfaced, Rosebud Baker. 9:30, Celeste Barber, James A. Caster. New Faces of Comedy, Unrepped, Gerard Carmichael, Neil Brennan, Amanda Seals, and The Nasty Show. That's like 7 good options for 9:30. 9:45, The Joe Coy Gala, John Mulaney again, Shang Wang. 10:30, Me and the Homies, that's Sam J featuring Chris Redd and Langston Kerman. That's a good show. 10:30, Nish Kumar, I'd love to see that one. Dave Merhedge, Fest at the Nest, Mateo Lane, 11:59. The Worst, hosted by Big J Okerson. An experiment, powerful, cringe-level honesty. Jay's guests lead us through real-life memories of their personal worsts. 11:59, The Alternative Show, Midnight Surprise, The Living Wake of Bob Odenkirk, and The Perfect Cult with Moses Storm. What a jam-packed Thursday at Just for Laughs Montreal. And that is your comedy news for today. Follow the show for free on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, wherever you get your shows. See you tomorrow.